decides to change the U.S. stance, it's going to spark, quote, a real crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
We told you President-elect Trump is expected to announce that Rex Tillerson will be his Secretary of State nominee before the morning is over. There are also reports we'll soon hear that the President-elect is nominating former Texas Governor Rick Perry to be the Secretary of Energy.
I think the President-elect may say one thing and do another once he's here, because the truth of the matter is that it's a big, complicated world.
The current president speaks of the President-elect while appearing on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah last night.
It doesn't matter how smart you are. You have to have the best information possible to make the best decisions possible.
Yet another case of two police officers in Georgia being shot. The man suspected of shooting them in northeast Georgia last night's been arrested. The two officers were shot while making a traffic stop in Livonia. Now, the officer's injury is not life-threatening. Monday evening's incident coming less than 24 hours after two other Georgia officers were shot during a drug raid, all expected to survive. This is USA Radio News.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
Millions of Americans in the eastern two-thirds of the country are experiencing some record-breaking cold temperatures, and it's expected to continue. 76 places have already broken record cold high temperatures for December, and forecasters say 7% of the U.S. will see below freezing temperatures through the end of the week in a pattern very similar to that so-called polar vortex, which froze a big stretch of the nation in early 2014. With no sign of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie joining President-elect Trump's cabinet, a new report says Christie is looking into cash in with a book deal. But Ethan Hart reports Christie would need a change in state law.
NorthJersey.com reports Governor Christie is working with lawmakers in both parties to let him profit from a book deal while still leading the Garden State. Sources tell the Record that the deal would include raising the budgets for lawmakers' staff salaries. Democratic State Senator Richard Cody of Essex tells the newspaper he would be absolutely opposed to changing the law for the Christie book, asking, is this going to be listed as fiction or nonfiction?
And Nashville coming together to raise money for the victims of the Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee wildfires. As the Smoky Mountains rise, a benefit for the My People Fund telethon is going to air tonight on a number of TV channels, including RFD and the Heartland Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, it's Joe Peters, and this is my Tuesday afternoon show called 55 Plus. I do a real estate show the first and third Tuesday, and I do a 55 plus the second and fourth. This being the second Tuesday, we're going to be talking with two really great people that I met from Nightingale, New Jersey. One is Christopher Kellogg, and the other is Kelly McNamara. We're going to go a little into their backgrounds, and we're going to go a lot into their business and how they can help the 55-plus community. But first, they've asked me to give you a little about what the weather is happening. So today is the 13th of December. And if we take a look at the daily weather, right now it is about 41 degrees outside, and we're going to go down to 26 tonight. It's going to start getting a little colder. It's only going to be 38 on Wednesday, 25 on Thursday, 26 on Friday, and it's going to start getting back to where it was again. So we're going to go for a little bit of a colder period, but remain seasonal, looks like, through the holidays. I don't see any precipitation, I'm putting up R in it, precipitation in the next few days. Looks like perhaps on Saturday could get a little snow or rain, depending which way the temperature goes, and then a little rain again on Sunday, but nothing of any consequence. So let me start by playing a few of our paid sponsor commercials. I'll be back to you in about 2 minutes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, once again, this is Joe Peters with Weikert Realtors, and I'm sitting here with Chris Kellogg and Kelly McNamara. I should be introducing the ladies first. My apologies. But we're going to go through a little bit of each one of their backgrounds and how they got together to form the business, which is called Nightingale New Jersey, and what that business does and how they can help you in the over 55 committee. So, community. So, Kelly, let's start with you. Kelly McNamara, where do you live at today, Kelly?
Hi, Joe. I live in Somerville, New Jersey, actually, and I've been there for in excess of 25 years. I grew up in Hunterdon. But
wow.
Yep.
Did you go to school in Hunterdon?
I did. I'm a graduate of Voorhees High School.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
It was a beautiful place to grow up.
Neat. And where'd you go to school at after high school?
I did a couple of years at County College of Morris, got my associate's degree there. Keep spanning the counties, I guess.
Right.
And then I got my bachelor's degree from Kane University.
Boy, great, yeah. great. And you were just telling me you've got a retirement plan towards the Carolinas. So I'm sort of envious. My retirement plan is probably going to span New Jersey and Florida, but we've looked in the Carolinas, and I understand why people go there. It's a great place to live and a nice cost of living.
Beautiful. It is beautiful.
Well, great. And, Chris, a little about yourself. I know you're in Hunterdon County.
Absolutely. A proud resident at East Amwell, New Jersey, in Hunterdon County. And, again, thank you so much for having us on your radio show. I earned my undergrad at West Virginia Wesleyan College with an undergrad in psychology and sociology, and I went on to Boston University to earn my master's in social work with a concentration in gerontology. And I'm proud to say I'm the recipient of the Lewis Lowly Excellence in Gerontological Studies the
wow.
year I was there.
I don't know what all that means, but it sounds very impressive.
I've truly embraced the senior population,
okay.
The challenges, but also the remedies to many of the things that they face. Both of us absolutely love working with seniors.
Right. Well, you're on the right show. And somewhere along the line, your two paths merged, and you formed this business together. And it was Nightingale, New Jersey, a part of something bigger called Nightingale something else?
No, not yet it's not.
Okay.
Not yet. It's not it. It's Nightingale NJ. And the reason for that is since we are both local to Somerset and Hunterdon counties, although Chris lives in Hunterdon, he and I did work together in Somerset County for a number of years. And so that is where our paths crossed. I was a nursing home administrator there and had the great fortune to hire Chris as my director of social services. And we formed a really great working alliance together for many years. So that is how our paths crossed. Our goal, when we were, I'll just, you know, I guess
sure.
I'll just follow up on that, is while we were there, we would get frustrated sometimes by the gaps in the system that we
right.
saw. And we would see some of our seniors, you know, go from home to the hospital to rehab and just keep cycling through. And it just seemed like there were holes in the system that if someone was actually just plugging those holes and watching these people from start to finish, we could decrease their hospitalizations, keep them healthier at home, and help them continue to live stronger, healthier, more productive lives in their homes and in their communities. You know, both having worked in a nursing home,
right.
we are huge fans and proponents, and I loved my work in the nursing home industry, which I did for almost 20 years. That being said, it's the right time for the right people, but not all the time for all of the people. So,
right. I remember from talking with others and going through the Leadership Hunter, and I interviewed a lot of our senior management in the county, probably 6 or 7% of our seniors go to nursing homes. And I thought before I got into this that, and I like to say 10 years ago I couldn't spell senior, now I are one. I thought everybody went to a nursing home eventually, or at least most people, but only 6 or 7% go to a nursing home, and the rest are either through aging in place or living with families, could be the one and the same. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of alternatives. What do you see as the trends in that today, I guess is my first question.
Ooh, well, that's been so interesting. So when I first started, actually, unlike Chris, I did not embrace gerontology from the beginning. I never wanted to be a nurse at all.
Okay.
I just couldn't figure out what else to do. So that's the truth, and that thus the two-year program. But in fact, I just fell in love with my career choice, and when I did become a nurse, said, "Oh, I'm just never doing geriatrics." And of course, you know, the universe conspired against me, and I found my passion in geriatrics as well. So you just never know where life's going to take you. But when I first started in long term care, there were just nursing homes. And we did provide Medicare services for people after they, you know, broke hips. And so that we did do short-term stays, but there were no assisted livings. There was no subacute rehab, you know,
right.
All of these things carved out. So those were trends that developed, you know, all through the 90s and early 2000s. Assisted livings took on a huge, huge role in the middle of the road, you know, so that people, just because you couldn't live at home anymore, didn't mean that you had to become a dependent in a nursing home, which is a very costly venture, mm-hmm. either privately or for the government. So now, of course, it all comes down to the almighty dollar. So
right.
It's cheaper to live at home. If the government can keep more people living at home, it saves money for insurance and the government. And so that's the bottom line, is the trend is to try and keep people at home for as long as possible. And, of course, that's not just about the dollar. It is
right.
about that's what
it's
most people want, and as do their families.
So I see there's a big, in my mind, dichotomy or difference between Hunterdon and Somerset County. I see Hunterdon County as having some very nice facilities which would be affordable housing for seniors, and some private senior citizen homes, where I see Somerset County having lots and lots of private senior citizen facilities, especially up Mount Bethel Road. As you get off exit 36 and come up over the mountain into Warren, there's got to be 8 of them in there. And all of them are not affordable housing. They're all free market situations. And I know from Marilyn's brother and sister who live in Maryland, are a lot older than she is, almost a generation older. These are not inexpensive facilities. I mean, you're giving a lot of upfront money and a lot of money per month to live there. And at the end, it's not like, okay, you've spent it all, we take care of you. It's an ongoing thing. You are not going into a nursing home where they deplete your assets and then you go in from Medicare to Medicaid and stay there for the rest of your life, which is more of a county facility, I guess. Have I got that right? Or
I don't think there's just a generalization. I think it's important to be able to go in with a list of questions, and that's what we do oftentimes for all of our clients. And
okay.
That's one thing that separates elder care navigators, what we are, versus a caseworker from the hospital.
Okay.
A caseworker would greet you after a change in status and hypothetically could say, the bad news is you fell and you fractured your hip. The good news is the doctor did a total hip replacement and you're going to be able to walk again. However, you're not able to go home with the current function that you're at now, and you need to be able to go to a subacute rehab
mm-hmm.
in the next 3 hours. Where do you want to go?
Mm.
Elder care navigators will sit down and come up with your optimal scenario. Okay, where are you now? I want to stay in my home. Okay, where are you now? I'm in a subacute rehab, but I'd like to go home, or I'm in an assisted living. Where we are able to sit down, find your strengths, acknowledge the challenges and come up with the interventions. When we make referrals to our companies that we work with, there's not any quid pro quo going on. It's just we are not satisfied. We're almost a medical fiduciary, that we're not satisfied unless our clients are. We'll sit down, work through the challenges, but at the end of the day, if things aren't able to be rectified, we will find other ways to make sure that the care needs are met. Going back to that one question that you mentioned, is that you need to figure out not just your short-term goals, but also your long-term goals. Know what the assets you have, what's important to you, what are things of necessity versus things of want. Mm-hmm. And being able to sit down and, again, coming up with all of the options to figure those things out. The system is very complicated. Oftentimes it's not intuitive, it's counterintuitive. And what we tell to our clients and the adult children is that we will tell you what you need to hear, not always what you want to hear, but what is said, what it means, and how it applies to you now and for the future.
So you're, as a elder care navigator, I love that term, you're a consultant to the family or person looking for this assistance, and you are remunerated by them paying you for that consulting service, I take it.
That is correct.
Okay, and it's usually not insurance covered. It's a fee-for-service kind of thing, which makes sense. You go get your dentist, you pay him a fee. You get your car fixed, you pay him a fee. When you get elder care navigation, you pay them a fee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if people look at it that way, but the fact that you're agnostic, which is good to me, not from a religious viewpoint, but to a service viewpoint, means you have the knowledge of what's available. You gain the knowledge of what their assets and needs are, and you put together a case plan for them, where the example that you gave was more of a social worker who's going to come in and help you get through your ability to walk and return home, but they're not helping you long term.
Right. So this actually, in part, goes back to the question you asked before about, is Nightingale NJ part of anything bigger? And I only really actually only partially answered that, I guess, which is we wanted to be able to meet the needs of the people in the communities in which we live.
Right.
It's where our area of expertise is. It's where we've developed our networks and our partnerships with physicians and all the healthcare providers, estate planners, you know, all of these support, all the assisted living facilities, everything, the things we know best are all within an hour of Somerset and Hunterdon County, so which covers most of New Jersey. But, you know, it's where we're home,
right,
and it's where we're most comfortable. So that is why we opted to start in New Jersey, you know, just to start here. And, you know, hopefully with the plan that we have, we will be able to branch out into other states. Perhaps when I relocate out of state, I can take I can take the business model down south. But you know, for now, that's why we are here.
Neat. It's a good story, because I think one of the things, I just simple things like Medicare. When I became Medicare eligible, it was overwhelming.
There's nothing simple about Medicare.
No,
Joe.
There's nothing simple about nothing anything. Simple. I mean, as I said, I couldn't spell senior, no, I are one. I've learned a lot along the way, and one of the things I've learned along the way is there's a lot of people who've gone through this already, and you don't have to go through it on your own as long as you can find those people to give you a hand.
Right.
And in your case, you're there for this, and you're probably meeting the people for the very first time where in their process.
Unfortunately, I keep jumping in, Chris. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Unfortunately, we are most often meeting people in crisis. You know, what we would like to do is get people ahead of time,
mm-hmm,
so that they actually do their planning, so that when they're healthy, They plan for if something happens, this is where I would like to go. These are the support services I would like to have in place. This is where my family is. This is where my paperwork is. Where we're meeting people right now is when they, as Chris said, when they have gone to the hospital and now they're kind of in crisis. Oh my gosh, I need to go. And you know, the social workers in the hospital have a, and the case managers there have a tremendously difficult job.
Right.
They're just inundated. You know, often these things happen in the winter, you know, things roller coaster, and they just have so much work to do. And there's so many constraints, financial and insurance and Medicare, and everybody's got a different insurance company. So, they got their work cut out for them, and they need their job is to right. get people discharged from the hospital in a timely way.
Just going to say that I have an adult child who went through a severe hospitalization in the last year, and my understanding, and I've said it right to them, and I didn't deny it, of social workers is their job is to get you out of the hospital.
Right.
Their job isn't to help you once you get home, although they do have services that could help you there. But their primary job is to get you through the hospital mm-hmm. because there's a point in time where insurance isn't going to pay for you anymore, whether it's Medicare, whether it's private insurance. There's all of these rules.
Right.
So your job sort of picks up where – and will it ever really happen where people start calling you voluntarily? I guess the answer is probably not, but it would be nice if that happened more. But where people say, well – I don't need to just get out of the hospital. I'm probably going to live another 20 years. What am I going to do? And mm-hmm. that's where
it's not just living another 20 years. It's about living the next 20 years in a manner that you would want.
Okay.
It was Abraham Lincoln that said you can't have a successful – don't judge a successful life by number of years. Judge a successful life as the amount of life in those years.
Okay.
And let me explain a little bit about the process when we bring someone on board to let you understand what we bring to the table is that when we come together, we sit down, depending on where they are, we do our full assessment. We find out what their wants are. Myself as a social worker, I want to know what the advanced directives are, likes, dislikes. We do different mood assessments. I'll do a mini mental status exam to figure out where they are cognitively. We'll sit and do a home safety through the house, trying to figure out what is the things that are in your house that are going to be the greatest likelihood of having you have to leave there, whether it be a shower bench, an area rug. I can tell you the number of times our very first client that we saw. I'm a lot of things. A poker player is not one of them. That we mm-hmm. come in, we have the referral, and Kelly gives me kind of a stiff elbow, and she's like, "Are you okay? Why?" It's like, there's probably about, not exaggerating, there's probably 10 area rugs in this space, and half of them have curled corners. And like, I'm...
Accidents.
I can't. Please, will you let me, you know, I understand these are your interests. You want to stay home. Okay. I can't promise you that by hiring us that you're 100% going to stay home the entire time, but I will tell you that we can limit those risks of you having to change. She lets me pick up the area rugs. End of the conversation. Boy, this is great. We're hiring you. Come back tomorrow. Okay. Can I use your bathroom before you leave? Absolutely. Will you let me, I'm done, will you let me get you a shower bench? Chris, I have lived in this house for the last 40 years. Mm-hmm. I have not fallen once, and I'm not going to start now. There's not a problem. No. And that's, our client's right. Our job is never to tell you what to do. We want to make sure that you have the decisions you make informed decisions. Yes, let me know more. Can you help me get things in order? Or
right.
No. Kelly goes the next morning. She calls me up and says, what was she like when you left? I left you guys and you were still talking. She was fine. She fell that night. And when you fall in the bathroom, which statistically speaking is the highest risk of falling, you never just fall on the floor. You have the pinball effect that you hit the sink to the toilet to the bath and then the floor.
Yep.
And she has this huge shiner.
Oh.
Oh, my God. And you're like, okay, I'll let you, you know, we'll go forward from here. And that's what we do. But by having these tests with the mini mental status exam, you're a 29. You're alert. You're oriented. You're doing great. What's a quarter if we were to bring someone in that's completely independent? Okay. 3 months later, you're fine. 3 months later, you're fine. 3 months later, there's minor changes. Let's be proactive versus having bigger changes. Kelly does different balance tests. So, okay, God forbid, we'll use the example of somebody fell, they fractured their hip. Now they're in a subacute rehab. We're not going in there and saying, well, hypothetically, Mrs. Smith has fallen and fractured her hip and she was